You're listening to the News and Music program on Kansas City's radio and television station, and are welcome to our English news. Ninkyo Upper District Counter Sports Center has organized the opening of Ninkyo District's Music Short Play Performing Festival 2023. The festival takes place from January 2nd to 11th at three places, including Lu Phu Park in An Phu Ward, the People's Committees of Phung Lợi and An Bình Wards. More than 200 non-professionals from 11 teams of 11 wards participate in the festival, with routines praising late President Ho Chi Minh, love for the homeland, achievements gained by Kansas City and Ninkyo Upper District in building and growing processes, and nice state traditions of the nation. According to the report from the State Treasury Kansas Branch, as of December 31, 2022, Kansas City has disbursed 6,107,000,000,000 Vietnam dong of the basic construction capital managed by the city, representing the rate of 79.7%. The chairman of Kansas City People's Committee praised units and districts that had disbursed capital at a high rate. Those that had a low disbursement rate were requested to keep strictly observing regulations to boost the progress and adjust irresponsible acts. Following Resolution No. 10, 2022 on revising and supplementing some regulations of Resolution No. 03, 2017, collection, exemption, and reduction levels of fees of public services are clearly defined by the City People's Council and have been valid from December 19, 2022. Accordingly, those who are waived from land use right certification fees are revolutionary contributors, households, and individuals who are transferred land with flood-prone residential areas, land for building affectionate houses, and those who are certified poor households categorized in house upgrade under Governmental Decision No. 117. Old people benefiting from social insurance and more than 80 years of age, heavily disabled people certified by authorized bodies, and poor households in communes are reduced 50% of land use right fees and reduction of 20% and 10% for households and individuals who apply public services online respectively. Within a series of activities of the program of Reunified Tet, United Spring 2023, this morning at 10 of 1 Industrial Zone in Bình Thủy Upper District, Kansas City, the Labor Confederation of Kansas City organized the program named Tet Market of the Trade Union in 2023. The program presented 2,760 Tet gifts valued at more than 1.7 billion Vietnam đồng to trade unionists in the city. Especially, one unionist with a particularly difficult background was offered a motorcycle valued at 20 million Vietnam đồng. There were also nearly 30 stores that offered between 10 and 30% discount sales for workers and laborers. This morning, Kansas City's military headquarters adopted the detailed script and stage design of the live review program of the Tet of People and Soldiers in 2023. It planned the review of the program of Tet of Soldiers and People 2023 will take place at 7 p.m. on January 8, 2023 in Trung Kinh World Thốt Nốt Public Street. The program is planned to last for 90 to 100 minutes and is transmitted live on a channel of Kansas City's radio and television station. This morning, the Planning and Investment Ministry revealed its task in 2022 and outlined tasks for 2023 at a hybrid conference. Last year, the Planning and Investment Ministry will carry out giving advice to the government to take into account and deploy measures to continue attracting high-quality FDI capital flow, boosting the improvement of business investment environment to generate favorable conditions and arouse the warm-up spirit, creativity of businesses, continually combining with ministry sectors and localities to study and concretize policies of developing new economic models such as the night economy, digital economy, sharing economy, circular economy, among others. A nationwide online conference to reveal the home affairs of the party in 2022 was transmitted to 63 locations in provinces and cities. Last year, the home affairs of the party focused on studying and building many projects of great significance at the proper schedule, giving advice and instructions to treat corruption and negativity cases in a timely manner, approved the performance of asset revocation. These notable results created harmony from center to locality and support from cadres, party members, and people. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.